Good morning. Sorry, having technical difficulties.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So Shelley said she was going to be late. But I think that's okay. I think we are you okay taking notes, Jeff?
Yes.
All right. So why don't we let Mike start going over the issues that he's encountered. And then hopefully Shelley will be here. And we can I don't think we don't have enough people. We're not looking to vote on this today. We'll vote on it on Monday. We're just trying to get everybody to where they have the information that they can hopefully vote Monday. Okay, Mike, go ahead. No,
I'm
you're
muted.
muted.
Okay, let me start again. So, yes, thanks, Jen. That's exactly what we expected from today. We know that it would fail if it was voted on right now because the test coverage is 74.6%. It needs to hit 80. But otherwise, if you would like to look at the text chat that's part of this Zoom call, you'll see a couple of links there. And the first one is to the current version of the SonarCloud report on the project. So the key things to see there are
So
the
I
most.
unfortunately joined after you put those in chat. Could someone like place
Oh,
them in again?
yeah, all right, let me do that. How's that?
Great, thank you.
So the oh yeah, that's helpful if you screen share. Yeah. Thanks. So the key thing there is you'll see it says one condition failed, and that condition is the test coverage. And you can see on there that's hurtled up of late. And within the next day or so, we should get past the required 80%. Also, in the initial version of Shelley's report, there was a report of too much code duplication. I don't really know what it's saying there when it says the duplication is down by 73.1%, it certainly wasn't 75.2% duplication before I started on that. But I don't know what that's about, but it's not over duplicated. And you can see the security rating is good. There are no security issues. So aside from the need for me to get the testing coverage up, that leaves the things that it calls issues. So before we go into those, does anybody have any thoughts or comments or questions?
Mackley.
I'm just curious, Mike, can you give like a 30-second explanation of the security issues that were there before and what was done to resolve them? In other words, it was legitimate fixes to legitimate problems, or it was fake problems, or what was the big summary?
Were there any listed at all? Actually, I don't remember fixing any.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was high severity issues. Maybe it wasn't security. Maybe my memory is bad.
Yeah, I think that's more likely. Yeah. Anything else before we move on to the issues? Okay, then please go on, Jen. Oh, no, sorry, you don't need to follow that link. Just if you click issues in the left margin of the sonar page, that's where we need to be looking. Yeah, so the second link I gave is just a summary of what I'm about to walk through with you all now. So you will see the breakdown of the issues is 109 of those are low severity, and I don't propose to look closely at those. The majority of them are just because it doesn't like the names of my components. So I guess if we just need to get the number down, I can rename the components, but it's not work that excites me to contemplate. So I propose to look only at the medium issues, if that's okay with everyone. So click through those. And then further down on the left, you can open an accordion for rule, which breaks down what the issues are that it doesn't like. So, of these, then the first 60 are all to do with checking prop types. Now, prop types is a dead technology, unfortunately. I've found it useful in the past. It's a way of getting React to comment on whether you're passing props of the required types into the components. But that unfortunately has been removed in React 19, which is the only supported version of React. Previous versions are all deprecated now. So, although at the moment I'm still running with an older version of React that gives me some information on this, once we upgrade to the supported one, none of that code is going to be used. So my feeling is it's not worth investing time in getting all the prop types declarations right, given that that technology is going to go away any minute now. And I would like to hear people's thoughts on that.
MacB, do you want to bring up what you were talking about in chat about the guideline?
I was just agreeing with Mike's point about the medium severity issues. That's up to the dev team's judgment. The TC's process refers specifically to high or greater severity issues.
Oh, okay. Then perhaps I need not bore you with the rest of the medium severity issues.
Well, there are two categories. One is the severity, and the other is the severity type. So now it's making a change there. So we have chosen the severity type. So you need to scroll to the severity type and look there at the type severity. Yes, that one.
I see. I don't know what this means. Can anyone help me out with that?
Yeah, major and higher is relevant for the evaluation.
Right, but why are the same issues described as medium in one drop down and major in the other?
Well, because Sonar has changed their categorization, and the old and the new are available here, so people can switch at whenever they want. And the current evaluation criteria is about the type severity.
But should we have mapped to blocker and critical instead of blocker, critical, and major?
Well, what's going on, as far as I can see, looking at this, is blocker high, medium, and low become blocker critical, major, and minor. So all that's happening here is issues that were classified as medium are now classified as major for some reason. Is this just a rebadging, or is something more sophisticated going on?
Well, and clearly our process is right. Like, I mean, how is someone who is not in Sonar Cube every day supposed to know what high or greater means if there is no high category? Other than in security cat other than in the not type severity, but the one we were looking at before, where things were classified as medium or low or high.
McAfee?
Is the understanding here that this is something that's changed in Sonar Cube's own labeling, so that our criteria, I have a hard time believing our criteria didn't make sense originally. Are we saying that Sonar changed and relabeled things, or were we looking in the wrong place? I'm confused myself now.
I think we did a PR about this label change, didn't we? I think I remember that.
Well, yeah. I don't.
So, is it possible that you maybe can find that and tell us what it is we need to, what is mandatory for us to fix? Because then we will look at it, of course. But if it is, not expected to fix right now, then we'd like to move on.
Well, I think there's some other thing in our criteria that if it's reasonably justified, then you can leave the issue there and say, for these or that reason, we don't need to want to change the code, and the report from Sonar is a false positive. And I think we could go this way because there are only, I think, eight different types of warnings.
Wayne?
Yeah, I note that there's a specifically if you go back to where you just were, please, Jen. Sorry.
Here?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. We were looking at
No.
the criteria.
I should not have things so out of control.
So I just wanted to note that SonarQube hasn't identified security issues high or greater. So that is we that passes. And the second bullet there says there are over 100 major type severity, and there are only 83. So that bullet passes also.
And that, and those, I'm sorry to talk out of turn, but those bullets are Shelley's notes. They aren't, this is the actual
Oh, okay. All
thing.
right.
I and
Thank you.
so I think that since what we have written in here, it seems to be related to the high
Yeah, exactly.
Filter. I think we need to go with what we've got written for now. If we want to switch to that other facet, we need to do that as part of a process. I thought we, for some reason, I was thinking we had done that, but it looks like we didn't actually do that.
Well, and we
It
certainly
was
can't
added
ask a
here.
development team to intuit, right? Like the language is
Right.
pretty clear.
I think we should cut this off. It there's nothing high or greater, and that's what we've got written down. Any objections? Okay. All right. Sorry. You can go on, Mike. Hopefully that makes
Well,
you feel better that you don't have to fit those prop things.
it does, yeah. So that being the case, I need not bore you with the descriptions of what's going on with the other issues highlighted there. But if people are interested, I'm happy to talk about it just for the fun of it.
It doesn't seem like any, you're not seeing anything in there that makes you think, oh, Folio is going to let a bunch of bad stuff in if we
For
don't
sure.
make this harder. I think that's the only thing that would be of concern to us is if you felt like stuff was going to get let through or something. But it seems like you're mostly having the opposite experience.
So I'll super briefly summarize them. I mentioned 60 of them are prop types, which are obsolete. 13 are complaints that Sonar makes about a very standard approach that's used in all Folio apps, where when we use the multi-column list components to show, a multi-column list of records, the formatter used by the components invokes components in the value that it returns to the formatter. So I don't know why Sonar's unhappy about this, but it's completely normal behavior in every single Folio module. Six more of these are saying stateless functional components should not use this, and those complaints are simply mistaken. Sonar is looking at a class-based component. I don't know why it's made that mistake, but it's pretty straightforward. So that leaves four other issues. I see you've got the list there of the issues by type. And those I'll fix. I mean, they're kind of meaningless, but It just makes life a little bit tidier. So things like I put a backslash in a regular expression to indicate that the slash that follows it is not intended to be read as terminating the expression. But because it appears inside a square bracketed character class, Sonar thinks that that backslash is unnecessary and ought to be removed. Well, honestly, I feel it's none of Sonar's business if I prefer to write things in a more explicit way, but whatever, let's just make the thing go away. So I'll make that one character edit, and the same with those other couple of things. So I think that's all I had to say about the issues.
McVie?
Yeah, all of that makes sense. And as we've already agreed, the medium and lower severity issues are up to the team's judgment. And I think we got very good explanations of why, and that's all fine. I just wanted to note there's also part of the criteria that says any disabled or intentionally ignored rules slash recommendations are reasonably justified is fine. I know that there's coding to tell Sonar to say ignore this particular rule for this particular line because it's stupid. And if that was something that made you feel better about the counts going lower, rather than harming your code to be what you in your judgment feel is worse, that's totally legitimate.
Yeah, if I can find an easy way to make it stop complaining about prop types, I'll do that, sure. So, if I can summarize what I understand to be the state of this, the expectation is that once we get the unit testing coverage up past the threshold, we should expect this to cruise through without difficulty at the next meeting. Have I overlooked anything?
Those are the only unchecked things on here. So this, Maccabee, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just looking again. There's one other criteria that's unchecked, but it might just be a mistake. It's the if provided end-to-end tests must be written in an officially supported technology. I don't know if there are end-to-end tests for this
No, there are
module.
not.
Okay, so then that should be checked because it's valid for there to not be. So, yep.
I was interpreting the strikeout.
Ah,
I can
I
see
was.
that Shelley must have kind of been like, what do I do here?
No, that's fine. I was reading the markdown, and in the markdown, I didn't see
Oh.
the what is it, double squiggles. That's the strikeout. My bad.
There's actually a key at the top of this document that says what you're supposed to do for inapplicable criteria. And I think what we have in here isn't quite that, but that's,
I see.
yeah. So, yeah, it
Yeah,
should be
so.
checked and marked inapplicable. Yeah. Good. Thanks
Okay.
for that helpful pedantry, Maccabee.
Since I'm going to be pedantic anyway, as long as I try to be helpful.
Hi,
I miss Mark Johnson with
sorry.
that.
I'm here.
And
I just what was that? I'm supposed to check it off, but also strike it out as inapplicable. Is that
yeah.
the okay. Got it.
Okay, well, Shelley, I think you've missed all the fun.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to drop my kids off at school. Yeah, I could review the recording, but I saw the last bit about changing the criteria in Sonar Cube so that it doesn't complain if you wanted to do that.
And I think the other major thing for the review is just that we had this discussion about the severity types, and the severities that are being reported are below what our threshold is. So our
Oh,
threshold is high or greater, and these are all medium and low, so they don't need to be in the review. Mike can, he's allowed to triage those however he wants to, including making Sonar not complain about them to make the report not quite so wild. So it's our feeling that once the test coverage is there, we should be able to approve this on Monday. Makes sense for you, Jelly.
I
Yeah,
see.
that's totally great.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to two meetings in 1 week. We appreciate
Yeah, it's not my
it.
usual vibe.
Okay, I think we're done then, unless anybody has anything else. All right, thanks. We'll see you Monday.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everyone.